Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away once more, it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four talented, dynamic, diverse personalities who are going to show their skill with words and language as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four stalwart characters are seated on my right, Paul Merton and Charles Collingwood, and seated on my left, Jenny Eclair and Stephen Fry. Please welcome all four of them. Thank you. Thank you. Seated beside me is Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me keep the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Radio Theatre in the heart of Broadcasting House. And let's begin the show this week with Paul Merton. What a lovely subject to begin a show with. My idea of bliss. Paul, 60 seconds if you want them, starting now.
Let us enjoy the pure silence that is bliss.
What happened then?
Charles, you've challenged right away.
Hesitation.
There was a hesitation.
Only if I started again would it be hesitation.
Why?
It's a full stop. It was meant to be blissful.
Well, it was divine. I feel bad about it.
I wouldn't
feel bad, because those are the rules of the game, Charles.
Thank you.
And so you have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject, which is my idea of bliss, and you have 56 seconds starting now.
My idea of bliss is taking my clothes off and getting into my warm bathroom and in the soapy suds lying back for at least 45 minutes. And during that time, my wife coming to the door, knocking and entering with a large gin and tonic, placing it by my side and saying, "Give me a shout when you're ready for me to dry you, darling, won't you?" Unfortunately...
Stephen, challenge.
I was my darling wife and darling, won't you?
Yes, you see, the two
darling.
Yes, obviously, Charles, when you think of her, you couldn't resist saying darling
again. It's all darling with me.
Yes, yes. Right.
Only because you can't remember her name.
I've had so many.
Stephen, correct challenge. You have a point. You have 34 seconds, and the subject is my idea of bliss.
My idea of bliss is Sir Arthur Edward Drummond Bliss, who was master of the Queen's music, made that, I think, in 1953. He was a composer of some note. I remember him best for his score of The Things to Come, a marvellous Korda movie of 1936, which is all one word, fortunately not a repetition. And he was succeeded by...
Paul Challenge.
There was a slight hesitation there, didn't you?
There was a slight hesitation.
Oh, damn.
You were so keen to tell us it wasn't a repetition, yeah. You hesitated.
Well, I just suddenly thought I'd said 19 twice, and I don't know.
I know, this is what happens in this game, isn't it? Yes, it strips you up, or you go, Paul, you've come in, we've got the subject back again, and there are 13 seconds available. My idea of bliss starting now.
Is to be playing Just a Minute here in London in front of a magnificent, intelligent audience at Broadcasting House. Professionally associated with this show is a constant source of bliss to me when I look around.
Well, they all got points in that round, except Jenny, but that doesn't matter. She's going to speak quite soon. Paul got that extra one, because in this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gets an extra point. So Paul's in a commanding lead at the end of the first round. He has 2 points. The others have one. Right. Jenny Eclair, will you begin the next round? The subject here is loyalty cards. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I don't have any loyalty cards because I am a retail whore. That said, once, when I was doing a radio programme in Notting Hill, I used to stop at a coffee shop and they gave me a loyalty card. Every morning when I popped in for my latte, they'd stamp the card. And I was about to fill it up when I was sacked. Do you know that was the price of loyalty? I was furious, not just at the fact that I had been sacked from quite a lucrative job. Double sacking, and I hadn't filled my loyalty card, so no free latte. What a miserable experience.
I know, but all the audience spotted the repetition, and Stephen pressed his buzzer first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yes,
it's
there we are.
It's the game, if you want to play it like that.
Darling, if we don't play it like that, there's going to be no fun at all, is there? Stephen, correct challenge. Another point to you. 34 seconds available. Loyalty cards starting now.
Well, they seem to abound these days, don't they? You know what's so good about Sainsbury's? Keeps the scum out of Waitrose. That's what I think. Anyway, whenever I'm shopping, they seem to present me with these extraordinary questions. Do you have a Nectar card? No, I don't. I never will have one. I don't want such a thing. I, in fact, have no idea what it is. Some kind of loyalty card, I am told. I think the idea is the more you spend, the greater the amount of subsidiary goods you can earn thereby. This seems to be an ancient principle.
On this occasion, Stephen Fry was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's now taking the lead ahead of Paul and Charles Collingwood. Will you begin the next round? I think I know why this subject's been chosen for you, but we can all chat on it. The Battle of Trafalgar. Charles, tell us something about that famous battle in this game, starting now.
As you all know, the Battle of Trafalgar was in 1805, and Nelson was in charge. Sadly, he was dressed as a little strutting turkey cock. The Spaniards espied him, shot him, and after a little kiss from Hardy, Collingwood took over and won the Battle of Trafalgar for the nation. And I am quite angry that out here, not far from where we're sitting, is a huge statue to the aforementioned admiral instead of my... How dare anybody interrupt me? Who could have been?
The man sitting beside you, Paul Merton, challenger.
Well, as you said, aforementioned admiral. It was repetition of admiral.
You admiral. You mentioned Admiral Lord Nelson at the beginning.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm quite sure.
OK,
darling,
have a go.
Darling boy, we couldn't help but hear every word you said.
Well, it was important.
Very important. But I don't think you've yet established that the reason you were going on about Collingwood is that you are related to him.
Of course. I mean, of course. All of the world knows that.
It wasn't just the name.
No. Right, I'm so important.
It's on the illegitimate side, though, I think.
Completely. And the slightly not frightfully bright side.
So, Paul, a correct challenge. You have 34 seconds. The Battle of Trafalgar, Paul, 34 seconds, starting now.
Recent evidence shows that Collingwood was a French spy who did everything he could.
Charles, you've challenged.
That is deviation. It has to. There can be no way that Collingwood was a French spy. And you can tell by the reaction, Paul, from the audience that they're on my side. Yeah.
It's a pity he wasn't. Recent evidence. The British Library, recent evidence.
It's getting a bit like any questions
now, isn't it? No, it isn't. I mean, it's much funnier.
Well, that's not much of a recommendation, though, is it?
Charles, I mean, we go with your passion about this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he can say that he was a spy without having every evidence. He might go on to prove that he was.
Do I get an extra point for sympathy, then?
No, you don't.
That's what you get for sympathy.
I'll give you a point for passion.
Thank you.
Oh,
there we are.
Oh, points for passion.
They're finding out about us now, Nicholas.
Right, there we are. So, Paul, you have a correct challenge. 30 seconds are still available. The Battle of Trafalgar starting now.
As they woke up on the morning of the battle, looked out towards the sea, they could find several ships coming...
Jenny, challenged.
Well, it's the Battle of Trafalgar. He said it was out at sea. It's in Trafalgar Square where they had the battle, isn't it?
Because it was named after the Battle of Trafalgar.
In Trafalgar Square.
They do have battles there now, but they're much more sort of...
Saturday night, the boys and girls.
That's right, yes.
On the
political
pops.
Battles. It was a lovely idea of yours, Jenny.
Yes. So we'll ironic and not just stupid.
We're going to give you a bonus point because we enjoyed your interruption. All right? But Paul was interrupted. Thank you. And he gets a point for that, and 23 seconds still available. The Battle of Trafalgar is starting now.
I can hear Charles making low grunting noises as somebody else actually takes on a subject he wanted to speak about with the great passion.
Jenny, challenge.
Slight deviation, because he's talking about Charles and not the Battle of Trafalgar.
Sort of Charles is talking about the subject
talking
about the Trafalgar.
He made it quite clear, darling. He said he was talking about the Battle of Trafalgar with great passion, which he was.
All right.
It was a good attempt, but it was useless.
Is there a gas leak?
Paul, 16 seconds still available. The Battle of Trafalgar starting now.
Smoke curled above the waves. Each sailor looked in the eyes of each other and thought to themselves.
Stephen.
Each looked in the eyes of each other.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know whether you're applauding the fact that Stephen spotted it or you're mocking Paul for what he said. Very strange mixed reaction.
I was painting a picture.
Yeah, you were.
It was a wonderful picture, actually, it was an incorrect one in just a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So, Stephen, correct challenge. 10 seconds are now available for you on the Battle of Trafalgar, starting now.
The 21st of October, just after 6 o'clock, or 1805 as it's better known, is a day in the annals of British history.
Paul, challenge.
Well, just after 6 o'clock isn't better known...
As 1805?
As 1805, but it's not really, because it could be sort of 1801, 1802... Nicholas,
the battle is better known.
I think this is one of those difficult decisions one has to make. But logically, you're right, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be wasting our time.
The date is just after six, or better known as... The date of Trafalgar is definitely better known as 1805.
Yes, better known than 1805, which is the time on the 24-hour clock.
Yeah.
Stephen, you were incorrect. Challenge. You keep the subject. Battle of Trafalgar. 3 seconds starting now.
A little touch of Nelson can never do any harm to a nation's reputation.
Right. So, at the end of that round, Paul and Stephen both got points. Stephen for speaking as the whistle went. And they are now equal in the lead, just ahead of Charles Collingwood and Jenny Eclair. And, Stephen, it's your turn to begin. The subject here, I'm sure it's been chosen for you because it's... it's been chosen if there's a challenge to any of them in this game. Infinity.
Oh, my Lord.
Infinity. There's a deathly hush. As Stephen starts to talk on the subject of infinity, beginning now.
Well, infinity isn't so much a substance or an object or a fact or a thing, so much as...
Charles, challenge.
Lots of oars.
Oh,
yes.
It was a sort of...
I mean, almost
rhetorical...
to infinity.
Oh, aren't you allowed to do little words?
No, not seven times.
Not seven times.
Oh, OK.
not 3 or 4 times.
Can I count his thus?
No.
Yes. Can I?
Are you giving
me permission to count how many times he says the when he wins the challenge?
If you manage to do that, yes.
Okay.
Right.
You'll join me on this, sir.
It's all getting a bit ugly.
No, it's just interesting.
But one does have to use some discretion and some creative intelligence about this. Right, so, but three successive oars like that. Yeah. I mean,
you stuck your oar in.
And, who challenged? Oars, yes, it was Charles Collingwood. Infinity is with you now, Charles. 56 seconds, starting now.
This is a very difficult subject to define, but surely we can all remember when we were at school doing long division, and you would come to a sum which would never end. Somehow you felt it would, and all day you would try to make it come...
Jenny, challenge.
Two woods.
Infinity.
Yeah, well, at least it wasn't Stephen counting the V's.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And Jenny, infinity is now with you, and there are 41 seconds starting now.
To infinity and beyond, said Buzz Lightyear in the children's film Toy Story, and became the most popular children's gift that year.
Stephen, you've got in there on the children, and so you have 31 seconds. Infinity, back with you, Stephen, starting now.
As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by Charles Collingwood. Infinity is essentially a concept, a notion. It has no real meaning as such. However, the great mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan, who came from Tamil Nadu and had a great collaboration with J.H. Hardy, of course, in the early part of the last century, wrote on Convergent Infinite Series, one of the most astounding and interesting series of...
Jenny. So she's got back at you. So, Jenny, let's hear what it was.
He hesitated.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, he did hesitate. Yeah, oh, I thought he repeated something as well. I thought you were going for that. Doesn't matter. It's 7 seconds. You have a correct challenge. You have a point. You have infinity starting now.
I do love an infinity pool. They always say in the brochures, swim in these crystal waters and as your size.
So Jenny Eclair was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. She's leapt forward. She's still in third place, no, but she's left. She's only 1 point behind Paul, she's 2 points behind Stephen, and she's 2 points ahead of Charles. That's the situation as we go. You couldn't really care less, could you? Paul Merton, we're back with you to begin, and the subject is party games. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
We used to play party games when I was growing up in the family. One was Blind Man's Buff, you tie.
I just thought he was talking rubbish, and he wasn't. And my little... And because I'm getting old, my little finger twitched.
So I arose a Damascus moment when suddenly I stopped talking rubbish. But it all became crystal clear.
It's usually such a safe
just
bet.
Just pretend it's never happened.
Yeah. Anyway, it was an incorrect challenge. And Paul has a point, of course.
Sorry.
And he has 55 seconds still on party games, starting now.
The idea, once you were blinded, to walk around and find where other people were staying. Sometimes they were as far away as Lowestoft, which in public transport would mean you would have to take an awful long time to get there. I remember once my parents, in a mean streak, decided to road map my way to Aberdeen.
Stephen Challenge.
It was two ways.
That's right.
Yes, it didn't make any sense at all that time. But having sort of won the challenge of Charles last time, nobody wanted to call me on it.
Right, so correct challenge, Stephen. 34 seconds available. Party games with you, Stephen, starting now.
I suppose liberal sardines, conservative, pin the tail on the donkey.
Poor challenge.
Was there a hesitation?
There was a
hesitation. It was really, wasn't it? I was sort of gathering my thoughts. Yes. I left too long a space between words, which sometimes seems to be hesitation. But it actually depends on the way you listen. Still, there you go.
Paul, a correct challenge. 30 seconds available. Party games starting now.
When Howard Wilson became leader of the Labour Party in the early 1960s, there was much joshing for position. There were people like, for example, I can't really think of any of them. What a bizarre approach to the subject. I've no interest in that subject. Why on earth
did I... Oh, there must have been so memorable in his... Stephen, you challenge first. Hesitation, we all recognised it. Party games with you. 20 seconds starting now.
Hide and Seek. Not one of his better-known symphonies dedicated to Amritsar, I suppose. No, that's a game, of course, isn't it? Played by children commonly in country houses where one child goes off to conceal themselves in a small area, niche or alcove.
Paul, challenge.
Did you say that Hide and Seek was commonly carried out in country houses?
No.
It's played in other places as well.
No, but it's commonly done there too. I didn't say only in country houses.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood.
No, he didn't say only. He didn't say commonly played there. It is commonly played there,
is
but
it?
Not only. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's not so much fun in a bed sit now.
No. There's got to be room, hasn't there?
It's either the wardrobe or under the bed.
I mean, that was what was in his mind. Obviously, there's more space and more
scope
in a country house. It wasn't, and it must be fair, it was an incorrect challenge. 6 seconds still with you, Stephen. Party games starting now.
Another pastime often pursued in rural seats is Moriarty. Are you there?
Jenny challenged.
Rural, two rurals.
No,
as I said it, I knew I was wrong, and I'm really, I'm really sorry. I just really wanted to tell some stories about when I used to play party games.
Let Stephen finish and have your party games afterwards. An incorrect challenge. 2 seconds ago, party game, Stephen, starting now.
Someone is it and another person...
So Stephen was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's increased his lead over Paul Merton and the other two. And, Jenny, what was your party game story?
Well, it was just that my mum used to think a really good party game was the tray game. Do you remember that? And it was kind of a bit like being at school.
A memory.
Yeah, a memory thing. She'd come in with a tray loaded up with stuff on the tray, and you had to remember what it
was. Pelmanism, they sometimes
call it. Was called Pelmanism.
Pelmanism.
Yes, that's right.
It was really hard. It used to... What kind of party is this? This is a rubbish game. It was the kind of game you'd enjoy and probably win. You'd be the boy going, let's play Pelmanism, let's play Pelmanism.
Yeah, because I am a joyless, mirthless person who finds no pleasure in life or other people. Jenny, as you've rightly spotted.
I think the concept was taken over when they did, Beat the Clock and all those things passed the person
right,
they tried to remember.
Generation game.
Yes, thank you for correcting me there.
Same man.
That was another game.
That was Brucey, both Brucey.
It's still
they?
Both Brucey, yes.
Okay.
Oh, this is another subject which has got a connection with the last subject, actually.
Yes.
It's tagging. So, Jenny, Claire, we'd like you to begin on this one. Tell us something about tagging in just a minute, starting now.
Well, tagging can be something that graffiti artists do when they scribble on walls and think it's art. I think it's absolute vandalism. They should be beaten.
Stephen Challenge.
Sorry, when they think it's art, I think. It's,
yes, there's too many
I next to each other.
Yeah, they were close, weren't they?
My thumb, I... Oh, I feel such a bully. I feel so...
54 seconds for you, Stephen.
I'll get it back.
Tagging starting now.
There's geotagging, RFI tagging. The tagging of prisoners has become rather popular and I would say controversial too. My favourite sort is metadata tagging, as used in computers. I agree many would find it rather unpleasant, uninteresting, dull, tedious, banal. However, for me, it represents a whole new universe of concepts that are available with computerized databases. It's possible to have... What did I do?
I'm fascinated to know your challenge,
Paul. Did he repeat syrup of figs? I thought we had repetition of data.
Yes, there was data.
Did he say it twice?
Oh, yes.
No.
All right.
No, he didn't say it twice.
Did he say it twice?
No. He avoided nearly every other word, but he didn't. Right. But I agree with you. It was a bit of a syrup of figs, wasn't it? But Stephen, you were interrupted, so you get a point for that. You continue with tagging. 28 seconds starting now.
Is memory playing false, or was there on Saturday evenings on ITV some kind of wrestling which involved tagging? Two teams. One would touch the other, leap into the ring. There'd be that prearranged...
Charles.
Were there two rings?
Yes.
Were there?
Oh. I don't know. Wrestling.
No, wrestling.
Oh, what?
No. Yeah. What? No. Yeah. They're trying very hard, aren't they? Yes.
No.
Yes, it was called a tag match, actually, Stephen. Mm. That's quite right.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yes.
It's when you had two different teams, but only two wrestlers were in the ring at the same
time.
And then one would come over, he'd tag him, and then he'd leap in and take over.
That's right.
And it's a great version of wrestling.
You still miss those days, do you? You and Mrs. Mills, do you miss those days?
Right. So, was it you who challenged him?
No, I think it was.
It was me.
It was Charles, wasn't
it? Was
it?
Charles,
it was me. And I think I was right, wasn't I? Was I right? Such a long time ago, I'm sure you might have gone.
I do remember you challenged him for a repetition of the word ring.
Yes.
And he didn't repeat the word ring.
You are so good at this.
I've got to keep concentrating all the time.
You are so brilliant, Nicholas Buss.
Oh, keep it up, Charles. We'll get a bonus point in a minute.
Just give us a few bonus points.
17 seconds, still with you, Stephen. Tagging, starting now.
Another popular and contemporary form of tagging involves...
Charles.
Surely the contemporary.
I think we give you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, smashing.
It was... and say yes, it was... It could be interpreted as a hesitation.
Come on, guys.
And Charles, you have a point. And you have tagging, 15 seconds starting now.
Tagging was a game we used to play at Christmas in my house. You would put a label on someone's back, and then you would run round our vast country estate trying to pull the tag off. It was a pastime.
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, you are. So, Paul, you've got in with 1 second to go.
It seem longer.
You gain the point, but not the sympathy of the audience. But those are the rules of Just a Minute, audience. So there we are. Paul, another point to you. 1 second tagging, starting now.
There's a brick wall.
Right, so at the end of that round, Paul Merton was speaking as a whistle. Wynn gained an extra point. He's creeping up on Stephen, who's still in the lead, and they're a few points ahead of Jenny Eclair and Charles Collingwood. As we begin the final round, and Stephen, it's actually your turn to begin. And what a lovely subject. Let's see if we can finish on a beautiful way and talk about the subject of beauty. Starting now.
A thing of beauty is an object of truth and a joy forever, so said the poet John Keats, or words to that effect, without the kind of repetition that I would have to use in order properly to cite him. Beauty is a platonic form, a paradigm. It can't actually exist, according to that Greek philosopher. However, we see the beautiful all around us, if not its abstract manifestation. There are in which...
Jenny challenge.
Forms twice.
No, it was a platonic form and then forms...
Oh, God.
You see, Stephen does
actually listen
to what he's saying. Which is...
I'm listening, but I'm struggling.
He's making my buzzer. I've gone all clammy on my buzzer.
I'm sweaty palms.
Have you got a clammy buzzer?
Yes.
I have. Yeah. Your buzzer
but, darling, you're still contributing, and that's what's so lovely. Stephen, an incorrect challenge was form and forms. 30 seconds, beauty, starting now.
La belle et la bête. We've always been slightly obsessed with beauty and its opposite. Kenneth Tynan described it as the awful privilege of beauty. And so it is. To be born with beauty seems to me a kind of primal curse, for it grows away from...
Paul, challenge.
Well, it's not that bad.
Ha, ha, ha. So, you know, Paul, what I'm tempted to do, because the response to your remark is so astounding, I'm going to give you a bonus point for that.
Hey.
All right. And it is a subtle form of deviation. So we give you the subject as well.
Oh!
Well, it doesn't matter. It wasn't a complete deviation, but I'm actually playing the game now in the sense that we've only got 5 seconds to go. Yeah.
Patronize Paul.
I don't think you can be beaten. I don't think you can be beaten. And there's 5 seconds to go.
We all get a chance to join in.
No, sorry, it's 15 seconds to go. So you might help me. So there's another chance for you to get more points. 15 seconds on beauty, Paul, starting now.
Just a Minute as a programme contains more than its full share of beauty. Just look at the panel on display here tonight. Stephen.
Jenny Challenge.
Well, he's talking rubbish, apart from me. The rest of you are twisted little dwarf type freaky.
Can you justify that?
Well, let's say that this programme has never successfully made it on the telly, and I think there's a reason for that. And this panel kind of illustrates that quite adequately.
That's all right, Manali, you said enough. I gave the benefit of the doubt to Paul, and he came in on the subject then. There's 7 seconds to go. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Jenny, and say, you come in, 7 seconds, beauty, starting now.
On Beauty is a book written by the authoress Zadie Smith. I have read it and agreed with a lot.
So Jenny Eclair was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point and has moved forward. Let me give you the final situation. Charles Collingwood gave his usual good value but finished up in fourth place. Oh, yes, he got all the sympathy as well. And just ahead of him, a few points ahead further, was the lovely Jenny Eclair, who contributed so much but didn't manage to overtake the other two boys. Paul finished up in second place, but 4 or 5 points ahead of him was Stephen Fry. So we say, Stephen, this week you are the winner. Oh. Right. So it only remains for me to say thank you to these four fine players of this game, Paul Merton, Charles Collingwood, Jenny Eclair, and Stephen Fry. I also thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with a score. She'd blown her whistle with great aplomb when the 60 seconds elapsed. We are grateful to our producer, Claire Jones. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. So from our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our panel, thank you, and tune in again the next time we play Just a Minute. Yes!